A Basic History of the United States, Volume 5, The Welfare State, 1929 to 1985, by Clarence B. Carson. Chapter 1. Introduction. A major thrust toward establishing the welfare state came swiftly in 1933. In a special session which lasted from March 9th through June 16th, 1933, Congress, prodded by the President, asserted the authority of the federal government over the American economy in an unprecedented fashion. Never before, certainly not in time of peace, had such far-reaching legislation been passed by any Congress. The swiftness of it has led some historians to ponder whether or not it was a revolution. In the traditional meaning of the term, it certainly was not a revolution. That is, it was not a successful revolt against the established authority carried out by force of arms. If, however, the term be taken to signify a swift, as opposed to a gradual change, the change in direction was made quickly, and it did have a considerable impact on the country. Actually, some of the central pieces of legislation to come out of the first 100 days of the New Deal were later held to be unconstitutional, and the particular approaches were abandoned. But the premise of the welfare state was vigorously asserted, and it became established. The premise of the welfare state in the United States is that the federal government is basically responsible for the material well-being of the American people. During the 1930s, this premise became so well established that it had not been dislodged by the mid-1980s. President after president has affirmed the premise, and Congress and the courts have acted upon it. Grover Cleveland once asked, "If the government supports the people, who will support the government?" His meaning was this: the government is wholly dependent upon tax receipts.